You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
African Bank Holdings Limited gave us an update on their year that was. They gave us their financial results for the financial year ended September 2024. Bright and early, just before 8:30 this morning, they gave us that SENS announcement. I'm joined on the line by the company's group CEO, Kennedy Bungani, to take a look at the performance of the bank and what we make of it at this stage. Dr. Bungani, good evening. Lovely to catch up with you. It's been a minute. Accelerate 25. That's something you and I have spoken about in the past before. That's something that's been the cornerstone of this entire bank's rebuild. Take me through the year that was. Take me through the reflections of the year and what you and the team make of it.
Again, thanks for having me, my brother. I thought you had forgotten about me. Seeing that you rub shoulders with the high and mighty these days.
Oh, we could never.
Well, as you rightly put it, Accelerate 25 has been our direction of travel over the last four or so years. It's simply been about appreciating the retail unsecured lending business that has been African Bank for the better part of three decades, but wanting to diversify and grow into a much more fully-fledged retail and business bank that offers diverse revenues, de-risked balance sheet that's got scale and is sustainable. This path has led us to strengthen the core of our retail franchise by building in tech device financing, secured lending, transactional banking, and offering much more to consumers who have appreciated us by increasing their numbers from 1.1 million in 2021 to over 5.4 million retail customers today. Over and above that, we've expanded the core of our business using acquisitions to get into supporting entrepreneurs, business and commercial businesses out there through what we got as capabilities from Grindrod Bank, Sesfin businesses, et cetera, et cetera. So that has been our strategy. That's been our direction of travel. The results we announced today speak volumes about how timely and how useful this strategy has been, because we're reporting that our lending businesses to consumers is actually down 10%. Our net interest income is down 10%, but we've able to report solid performance because we've grown our non-interest revenues by 40% to 1.5 billion. We've grown our insurance business by 14% to 812 business, giving evidence to the importance of having the diverse revenue streams that are able to pump when credit extension conditions and great.
It certainly has been quite the turnaround story, and you and I have been catching up on it at various moments in time. I remember the last time you and I spoke about that Grindrod Bank acquisition you brought up. That was the acquisition had just kind of been concluded, but the integration was still being done. And it seems now in this financial year, this latest year, we finally fully integrated the Grindrod Bank into the African Bank family. And now the focus is on the other things like the Sasfin acquisitions and everything else that's in the pipeline. Have you, looking back at what's been happening with the Grindrod integration and all the other prospects that you've got in the pipeline, is the team kind of comfortable with saying we kind of know how to navigate this integration space better?
Oh, you're so correct, my brother. Regulators do take their time to approve these things, to look through them. They're very thorough, and so should they be. And we should go back and say that, you know, in 2022, we acquired UBank. We integrated it successfully into our personal banking business. And a business that had made losses over 2 years, we're able to integrate it successfully, turn it around, and it has reinforced our offering in personal banking. Very successful, some good lessons learned with that process. The final approval of Grindrod to be divisionalized happened, as you correctly put, only a few months ago, in fact, around August. We had spent over a year integrating that business as part of African Bank, and it has been able to really be the power behind these numbers that we are reporting today, enabling us to not just box with one hand in consumer banking or personal banking, but also support entrepreneurs. We've taken a lot of this muscle around successful integrations and used it in integrating the certain businesses that we've recently acquired. They are a commercial property, they are a capital equipment businesses. All of these banks that we now bring together actually give us capabilities that enable us to back entrepreneurs in a scalable way, to back entrepreneurs throughout their businesses. And so that is what we take away from these acquisitions have been about. We now have a chance of really seeing that customer-centric, data and digitally enabled business that backs businesses in the middle of the pyramid of corporate structure in this country.
Kennedy, one of the things that you and I have kind of loosely spoken about on and off air is the unique position that African Bank finds itself in, having seemingly been resurrected from a bank that previously had a lot of volatility within it. And something you and I touched on in a lot of detail was around ensuring stability and calm and confidence within the business. I'm looking at the balance sheet, I'm looking at liquidity still staying strong, the numbers where they move, they do not impact the liquidity of the business. How important is it for you and a management team now looking ahead to 2025 and the listing that we'll get to in a second? How important is it for the business to have that stable grounding to be able to say we can now stand on our own, we've fixed all the things that were previously involved in the previous bank. We are no longer that African bank, but we're a focused team.
No, I'm so glad you mentioned this. So let's break it down a little bit. Our gross advances in unsecured lending have actually come down year on year. Okay? We refused to be forced to lend when our customers disposable income was under pressure. We had enough of the capabilities we've just built in Accelerate 25 to support our customers through other means and then still be able to bank them through this time. So our net interest income is down 10%. If we had not diversified, Jimmy, that would be the only story to talk about this evening. 10% down because we're not extending unsecured loans in the last year or so of tough economic conditions. But because of diversification, because of the strategy that we've employed, we're able to grow secured lending, which was not here before Accelerate 25, by over 14% to over 1.5 billion. We're able to grow fee income by over 14%. What this has done is that even through these tough times, we're able to record solid results, which protect our capital buffers at over 31.4%, which protects our liquidity surplus at over 7 billion. And this enables us to have optionality as a bank. It brings resilience into the system. It has de-risked the balance sheet and the sustainability. So you can then avoid the big troughs and highs of the previous African bank, which only boxed with one hand that was unsecured lending. This set of results is testament of why the strategy has been correct and why it has been good for the longevity of this business going forward.
The big question, we've come to the end of the interview. We never end our interviews without me asking you this. Ntata Bongani, are we listing in 2025?
No, we're not, Jimmy. We've taken good advice from prospective investors, and they've been very clear that we've got some more work to do to ensure that we de-risk that listing, that we take away the B overhang of it, and that we work with current shareholders to ensure that staff, management are aligned with incoming new shareholders. We work with current shareholders to ensure that BEE is done and done properly so that the incoming shareholders don't have to pay for all of those imperatives. And so this year, the key milestones has been to do the employee share ownership. Every staff member at African Bank now owns part of 10% of this bank. We're working on a management scheme. We're working on a BEE scheme. Once these are done, our pre-IPO work will be done. We will then have a chance in what we believe will be post the financial year 2027 to have a safe-proofed, de-risked IPO of a much smaller stake, but one that will then be available for all South Africans.
Well, you can't be surprised by that. Kennedy Bongani and his team at African Bank have always been meticulous and careful in how they've managed this turnaround, and the results of that are bearing fruit. We'll leave the conversation then. Dr. Bongani, thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Kennedy Bongani, CEO at African Bank, joining us to take a look at the performance over the last financial year and what 2025 could shape up to look like for them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.